resting all right for a moment now.
Okay. Let's draw our thoughts together. So, question two. Often we worry that we're not clever or knowledgeable enough to share our faith. How does oneness with Jesus give us hope in our evangelism?
We all agree that there are times when we don't feel clever enough or knowledgeable enough and kind of go, oh, we're going to say it's the right thing for this person. And then you came up with this one that so you feel we should, and we all probably don't believe it enough.
Hmm.
The first thing from this end.
Hmm.
But essentially, let Jesus do the work, that Jesus does do the work, but that all hinges on Jesus. That was kind of the answer to those questions, then he went on to do some more.
Mm. How do you let Jesus do the work?
Just plant the seed of the word in them and kind of let it grow. And pray that it grows.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a different trip now.
Ah.
Because what effect is if you stay close to Jesus, then it's going to overflow naturally. In the same way that you're enthusiastic about a film, a book, a club, because you are. So our faith should be so vital to us because it's a natural thing for us to want to talk about. So instead of being guilty about evangelism, I'm guilty that I'm not close enough to Christ and enthusiastic enough to make it.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah.
That's the bottom line, isn't it? We're really close to Christ, and it will. And He will provide the opportunities and indeed the word to say.
Yeah.
But we don't have to stay close
enough. No, and none of us do. And we're all sinners in evangelism. We're all sinners in our closeness to the Lord. The first thing to say, though, is that our closeness to the Lord is down to the strength of His oneness with us, first and foremost. And so that's good to know. Even though I might be dry, I might feel far from Jesus day by day, the first thing to remind myself about is He is one with me, no matter how bad I've been at being one with Him. So let's start there, that Christ has become one with me. I am one with Him, even though I'm dry and distant and all those other things. But yeah, as I return to that and return to His graciousness in being given to me, then words will flow. That's the idea. I think that's Jesus' idea.
And often you find it just when you're at your weakest and very tired, and that's often when you say something. That's often when sometimes when I just in times of that, I've got nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
And often that was then something they had a friend that said, oh, I remember when you said that day.
Yeah, that's what I was encouraging you to slip in session two. You know, that problem in life is too big for me. I don't have anywhere else to go but Jesus. So these are things I'm encouraging you to put in to your conversations. Things like, actually, our church is a bit different. The thing I love about my church is this. Second thing I'd encourage you to think about in conversations is, that thing in my life is too big for me. I don't know what I'd do without Jesus, because that thing always gets the better of me. What could that be? And then thirdly, that's what I love about Jesus. Thinking in those sorts of categories. And again, if we don't know how to finish any of those sentences, then the issue is not to learn some more tips and techniques in how to speak. The issue is always to return to the source. Return to the... Jesus is described as a fountain of living waters in the scriptures. To return to Him. And quite often, you know, I was just overhearing a few of what different people were saying about what they loved about Jesus. And even just overhearing snatches of it fed me. I wonder if you felt the same, as people were saying what they loved about Jesus. I think part of the reason why we're no good at telling non-Christians about Jesus is that we're not that good at telling Christians about Jesus either, are we? And one of the best ways of actually filling myself up is just sharing with others what I've been learning from the Word. That's what church is for, actually. Because the Christ in my own heart is so weak, the Christ in your Word is stronger. Dietrich Bonhoeffer used to say that. The Christ in the Word of my brother is stronger than the Christ in my own heart. And what he meant by that is, I'm always weak, I'm always empty. But as my brothers and sisters in Christ tell me about Jesus, that fills me up. I'm able to tell them, and actually within our own communities, in our own churches, we can talk about Jesus, and then hopefully the flow goes out to the world. Does that make sense? Anyone want to say anything amazing about their answers to any of these questions?
Only if it's really amazing.
Only if it's really amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
Perhaps we'll take a vote.
Just in answer to question two, there is that version though about, you know, if you're called to give account, do not worry.
Yeah.
The Lord will give, I'm paraphrasing now, the Lord will speak for you. You know,
yeah.
Through you.
Yeah.
Quick arrow prayer.
Yeah.
Quick arrow prayer. Yeah.
I forget where it is.
Yeah, well, one of the places is Luke 12. Yeah. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Yeah. Great. Well, I hope that gives you some idea about the gospel and then how that might make us gospel tellers. God's threeness. He's three persons united in love. The world's two-ness, determined by Adam and then Christ and then our oneness. Born one with Adam, but now one with Jesus in a marriage-like union. Great.
Thank you, Glenn. Does anyone want to ask a question about anything that is said today or about evangelism?
It's
only got me
really.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Last chances.
Well, I think we've seen that introductory video then.
Yes, could you tell us a bit more about this and the whole sort of Q1 website and what they're...
Oh yeah, I should have put that on your handout. But if you just write down three spelling it out. THREE 3-2 spelled out -1 .org. And that's the website that's got it's got that video and a few other resources. And it's the sort of thing, if you're on Facebook, you could share the video with friends. And a friend of mine shared it on Facebook at the end of last year, and it reignited a conversation he had with a friend who was in Malaysia. They then Skyped one another and had a conversation, and then the next day this friend in Malaysia changed his Facebook status to Christian. So there's evangelism in the modern age, isn't it? Very modern evangelism. But so spelling out 3-2-1.org.
What's a good thing to Google to get it then, do you know?
If you Google me, you'll find the top link.
Glenn
Scrivener,
right?
Glenn Scrivener. I don't know what you'd find then. But Glenn Scrivener with Glenn with one N, and you'll find my blog, and at the top right hand corner of my blog you'll see that video and other things.
Great. Well, thank you very much indeed, then, for preaching Christ to us.
Pleasure.